Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is March 28th, 2021, and this is episode 11, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book, The New Psycho-Cybernetics, A Mind Technology for Living Your Life Without Limits by Dr. Maxwell Maltz and revised by Dan Kennedy. This audible book explores the science of psycho-cybernetics and how to change your inner image from negative to positive. A little about the author. Dr. Maxwell Maltz was a reconstructive and cosmetic facial surgeon who discovered that each person has an inner image that governs both his personality and what he will and will not do, can and cannot accomplish. He believed that many people saw themselves inaccurately in this inner image, that their perception of themselves were distorted by unchallenged past experiences and other erroneous ideas that were embedded in their subconscious mind. After a decade of counseling hundreds of people with this condition, he created Psycho-Cybernetics at the age of 61 to help people change their inner image. Technique number one, your self-image is the governor of performance. The subconscious mind and the self-image cannot discern the difference between real experience and vividly imagined experience, also known as synthetic experience. The pictures that you create in your imagination that are most vivid, that you react to with intensity, and that you return to repeatedly are accepted by the self-image as truths about you, then translated its commands to the servo mechanism, which acts to verify those truths. Through your imagination, you create your reality. We are what we decide to be. Theater of your mind and mental rehearsal are the keys to reprogramming the self-image. Technique number two, how to release your creative imagination power. Through your imagination, you create your reality, and your reality is created with mental rehearsal. Mental rehearsal is your own private flight simulator. The difference between theater of the mind and mental rehearsal is seeing versus doing. In the theater of the mind, you see yourself doing things. In mental rehearsal, you actually do things. Some of the ways to release your creative imagination is to, one, give your mind more broad material to work with, since your imagination can only function from what is given. Two, take time out to exercise your imagination. Three, block out distractions that will keep you from mental rehearsal. Four, make yourself as relaxed as possible, which means calm body equals calm mind. Technique number three, how to develop unshakable self-confidence. The number one enemy of self-confidence is the critic within. Effectively managing your critic within is the single most important set of skills that you can develop in order to give yourself the advantage of unshakable self-confidence. Some of the steps to develop an unshakable character are, one, refocus on a daily plan every day. Two, establish a self-monitoring system. Three, secure the support of other people and report to them daily. This is a form of accountability. Four, reward yourself for progress. Technique number four, strategic relaxation. The inability to relax paralyzes the cerebral mechanism. As the self-doubt grows, the self-image shrinks. The two ways to enter into strategic relaxation is, one, step in, step out, and two, calm body, calm mind, calm mind, calm body. The calm technique requires you to train your cerebral mechanism to react to the command by saying to yourself seven times per day, calm body, calm mind, calm mind, calm body. You will strategically relax yourself. Using the calm mind, calm body mantra can help you to relax on command anywhere, anytime. Technique number five, beyond goal setting to goal getting. In order to achieve a goal, the servo mechanism needs very precise instructions. Trying to implant a goal that is incongruent with the self-image is like trying to plant grain by dropping seeds on a rock-hard, bone-dry ground. The self-image refuses to accept or trigger work on incongruent goals. The self-image must be re-engineered for congruency. No one can consistently outperform their self-image. Who we think we are is who we are destined to become. You cannot do things without being the kind of person who does those things. You must be in order to do. When you get congruency between the self-image and your goals, you can rapidly celebrate goal achievement and make what was once very difficult, very easy to achieve. Technique number 6, mental prosperity. Your personality directly affects your immune system. Happiness is the closest thing that we have to a fountain of youth. The 7 strategies of happy living that leads to mental prosperity are 1. Purpose. Always have a purpose or goal for your life. 2. Environment. Your physical surroundings matter. Peak performers need a peak performance environment. 3. Association. We are not immune from the influence of others. We become who we hang around with most of the time. To be the best, hang around the best. 4. Choice. We have to choose to be happy. No one can make you happy without your consent. 5. Habits. Our habits and our self-image go together and grow together. When we build our self-image, we build better habits. 6. Cheer up others. We teach what we most need to learn. Sitting out each day to inspire others is a great way to inspire yourself. 7. Act as if. An acted out physical demeanor has a direct effect on your mental attitude. Try to always live in the present moment. Technique number 7, the success type personality. The better you understand yourself through psychocybernetics, the better you understand others. The personality is the extension of the self-image, which is the way we reveal ourselves to the world. The ego is the enemy of the automatic success system because it always rules out certain kinds of behaviors. We will always make mistakes in life. Have the courage to stumble. A mistake gives us an opportunity to try again more intelligently. Just because you made a mistake, that does not make you a mistake. 4 fundamental keys when using the imagination to create new attitudes, behaviors, or habits. Key number 1. Anything that you vividly and repeatedly imagine to be true is accepted as true by your own self-image. Key number 2. A vividly imagined experience is acted on by your entire subconscious system just as a real experience is. Key number 3. Your behavior will always be controlled by what your self-image believes to be true. Your vividly imagined experiences carry just as much weight as real experiences in telling the self-image what is true about you and the world around you. Key number 4. Your behavior automatically changes to match up with your beliefs. Only when a person's belief changes is when their behavior will change. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this book a solid 5 for multiple techniques on how to change your inner image using psychocybernetics. To find out more about the science of psychocybernetics, go to audible.com and download this audible book or go to www.psycho-cybernetics.com. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.